Hi, it's Nick. Welcome back to another episode of The Breathing 411. Let's jump straight into this week's four thoughts. The first one is titled, A Clearer and More Vivid Life. And here is a quote. Think about a digital photograph. The vividness and clarity of the image depend on the number of pixels. Likewise, the vividness and clarity of the meditation object depend on the number of perceiving moments of attention whose content is the meditation object. End quote. And that is from the book, The Mind Illuminated. And although it's talking about meditation and the meditation object, right? This analogy is perfect for life as a whole, right? The more perceiving moments of attention we bring to what's happening, aka mindfulness, the more pixels will add to our life image and the more clearer and more vivid they will become. So that's just a great analogy to think about throughout your day. Maybe just once or twice, let it pop into your head. You know, I can add more pixels to this image by simply bringing a little bit of mindfulness. And with that, let's move on to thought number two. It's a good one. It's called tuning out from reality and skipping away with the fairies. And here is a quote. If you are already breathing at a normal rate, slowing it down further still can change your state of mind to the point where you tune out from reality and skip happily away with the fairies. End quote. And that is Caroline Williams from Move. And that quote made me laugh, right? It's a fun reminder that although the breath is a gateway to mindfulness, to the present moment, all of these great things, we can also just use slow breathing as a mini retreat from life, allowing us to, quote, tune out from reality and skip happily away with the fairies. That is hilarious. So it's just a nice alternative view that a lot of what we do, right, with breathing, mindfulness, meditation, all these tools that we're interested in are about being here actually in reality. It's not about an escape from reality. It's about being with the moment. But occasionally it's kind of fun to just tune out. Let your breath go slow or paced or whatever you want to do. Really slow paced breathing can really just tune out everything and give you a mini retreat from life. I hope that makes sense. All right, with that, let's move on to thought number three, and it is titled Three Random Thoughts. And here they are. Here's the first one. Breathing with awareness is gratitude. I'll let you ponder what that means to you. I know what it means to me when I wrote it, but I'll let you decide for yourself. All right, here's the second one. If you follow your breath, you may actually end up where you're going. All right, that's another one. Me trying to be a little silly, right? But also quite literal. All right, and then the third one. Right now, to get a fresh perspective, you can view your breath cycle as starting with an exhale rather than an inhale. The insight, though, comes from remembering that we can do this with almost everything in life. So that's inspired by James Clear, believe it or not, because he always talks about inversion thinking, inverting your thoughts on a process, and that is a great way of doing it with the breath, but it applies to all of life, right? All right, and then, so those are the three random thoughts, and that was the third thought. So let's move on to the fourth and final thought for this week. I might change the name of it before I send it out, but for now, when I'm recording this, I have it titled Be Weird. So I'll stick with that one because I think that's a great title. But here's the quote for the thought. We are able to connect with life best when we get juice from multiple places. A puzzle piece doesn't just click in on one side. It clicks in on two, three, or four. What that looks like varies from person to person. End quote. And that is Gladys McGarry, MD, maybe my favorite author ever, probably my second or third favorite, to be 100% honest. She wrote The Well-Lived Life. She is now 103 years old, a doctor, and just, yeah, has a cool, just the best perspective on life ever. And this quote is just a nice reminder that breathing, mindful living, all that are not about sitting cross-legged all day or becoming a Zen master or any fill in the blank cliche stereotype, right? They are about becoming more us, right? Allowing ourselves to be weird, embracing our varied interest, and connecting with life's bigger puzzle on multiple sides. So I take that quote as permission just to be ourselves. If you like all the things you like, that's okay, right? It's just because you're into breathing and mindfulness doesn't mean you have to give up a love of sports or the music you like or silly movies or whatever it is, right? You can still enjoy all those things. Perhaps you can enjoy them even more because you know they're just part of who you are as long as you are trying your best to be a good person, right? All right. So that is it for the four thoughts. Let's move on to the one quote for this week. Here it is, quote, "There is a calmness to a life lived in gratitude, a quiet joy." That is Ralph H. Blum or Bloom, depending on how it's pronounced. I'm not sure. And I found that one from Insight Timer. I've mentioned that many times. I use Insight Timer every single morning of my life to meditate and to do my breathing practice. And they always show you a quote at the beginning of the session. And that one stood out to me. I love it. There's a calmness to a life lived in gratitude, a quiet joy. That is awesome. And with that, let's move on to the one answer for this week. The category is skin and nervous system. And here is the answer. Slow breathing helps to reduce this skin-associated measure, which is thought to be a marker of nervous system activity. What is skin conductance? So it has to do with the sweat glands, and higher skin conductance, I believe, is associated with more sympathetic nervous system activity. So when we see reductions in skin conductance during slow breathing, we see increases in parasympathetic nervous system activity or decreases in sympathetic activity, however you want to frame it. So with that, let's do a quick recap. Remember, add more pixels to your image, right? Bring more mindfulness to each moment. It's like adding pixels to your life. Remember, you can tune out from reality and skip away with the fairies with some really slow, calm breathing, lying down or sitting quietly, however you want. You don't have to worry about mindfulness every single time, right? You can just use it as an escape as needed. But let's realize that we're also ultimately trying to be better at life too. Remember those three random thoughts? I liked all of them because I wrote them. That's pretty bad. So just remember whichever one you like better to go check those out. But getting that fresh perspective is nice. Thinking of the breath starting with an exhale, just reframe that in all of life. What else can you invert in your thinking on? And then fourth and finally, remember to be weird, right? That we are all pieces of the global puzzle. Each of us fits in on multiple sides, not just one. So you don't have to limit yourself to one personality, right? One thing that you are, right? We can be all those things because that's how we fit in best, right? And what that looks like varies from person to person, as Gladys McGarry tells us. And as always, remember that there is no one path that goes perfectly with the Breath Learning Center, of course, becoming a mixed mindful artist, right? Using your breath and your mind and your awareness as the most powerful tools for a fulfilled life. And so I am obviously biased, but I argue don't limit yourself to just one method or get guilty about all these things that make you, right? Embrace that stuff, explore different teachings, be nourished every single day, motivated, inspired every single day with little short messages to keep us in the game, just reminding ourselves, never feeling bad about ourselves, never beating ourselves up for not doing it right, just trying to bring a little bit of positivity and a lot of practical wisdom that we can actually apply each and every day to our lives. So go check that out, breathlearning.com, and become a mixed mindful artist, Bruce Lee style, right? So with that, I just want to thank you as always for listening, and I'll see you next week.